You are welcome to the 5-Minute Daily Devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is the book of Romans, chapter 13 and verse 8. I read, "Owe no man anything but to love one another. For he that loveth another hath fulfilled the law." The scripture says, we must owe no man anything. Let's not trivialize this instruction. You know, I've seen situations where people go and borrow money and say, please help me. By next week, I'll get back to you. Next month, I'll get back to you. But they never see anything. Do you know that it is not a Christian virtue? It is actually fraudulent. Even the person who gave you the money may not necessarily need the money back. But it is wrong of you that when you take something from somebody, you don't return it. Can I please use your pen? But you don't return it. The Bible says, owe no man nothing. You borrow money and you don't even have the courtesy to let the person know and say, I'm sorry, the return date is due, but I'm not yet able to meet it. Please forgive me. Please give me some other time. Now, that person knows that you are mindful of the fact that you are owing him or her. But today we have people, and sadly Christians, you will go and borrow something in distress, and then you will completely neglect it. It happens a lot. They will not even talk about it. You know, the Bible says we should owe no man anything. As much as it lies within you, don't owe anybody anything. If you have to owe, pay back when it is due. If you have to say, oh, can I please use this? Please have the courtesy to return it. Did you know that when Jesus Christ used that donkey, did you know he returned it? Did you know he said it will be returned? And you can be sure that Jesus will keep his word, that donkey was returned. Owe no man nothing. But there's something that we should owe. There's something you should feel you owe. You should know you owe. And what is that thing? He said, but to love one another. That means that love is a debt. Love is a debt. It means that you owe it to love people. We owe it to love one another. The same way you feel like, somebody gave you this money, you need to give it back. You need to pay back. That's the same way you should feel with love, that everybody that you see is almost as if you've taken something from them and you need to give it back. And that thing is called love. Everybody deserves to receive love from you. That's what the scripture commanded. And for us not to think it as a trivial matter, he says, for he that loveth another hath fulfilled the law. Can you imagine? The whole essence of the law is that we should love one another. Why did God say thou shalt not commit adultery? Is it God's wife that you want to sleep with? No. It's another man's wife you are sleeping with. Whether she's single or she's married, she's another person's wife that you are sleeping with. If he says thou shalt not lie, do you want to lie to God who knows all things? No, you are lying to your fellow human being. Every single thing that the law says you should not do, it is so that it is to teach you to love. In fact, when you go to verse 9, it says, for this, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not be a false witness, thou shalt not covet, and if there be any other commandment, it is briefly comprehended in this saying, namely, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Verse 10 says, love worketh no ill to his neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfilling of the law. Brethren, the way we will know that you are living in fulfillment of the law is the way you love. That's why Jesus said, love ye one another. He said, by this shall men know that you are my disciples indeed. A person who is genuinely loving as Christ has already fulfilled the law. The whole law is not to give us rules, it is to make us loving. If you are not loving, then you are not walking in the fulfillment of the law. May you receive understanding in the name of Jesus. Thank you for listening. For inquiries and counseling, please reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. That is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.